Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, a very warm welcome to the Meditation Show. My name is Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. I'm a practicing Buddhist and this show is, no surprises, all about meditation. We're going to do some thinking, so I'm going to have a chat through a particular topic. We're going to have some nice music and we're going to practice two meditations this evening. And I really do encourage you to take part, to join in. Meditation, it may not be actually what you think it is. It is a very practical way to look at our lives and actually make change and transformation. So each of these evenings, I touch on a different topic. And this evening, I thought we'd touch on the topic of self-judgment and self-critique, and also the ability to be optimistic about life, actually. I think, you know, at the moment, there's lots of people who are suffering in this particular area, lots of self-critique. We're almost encouraged in this day and age to believe we're not actually good enough. And therefore, that internal dialogue, that internal critique is very, very loud. So this is what we're looking at. It's a very unproductive place. It holds us back a great deal because, you know, we're about to venture into something new. It might be a small thing or it might be a big thing. But if that self-critique is there, we listen to it and we listen to the dialogue which says, you're not going to be able to do this. And therefore, we don't even try. Just think about last time you picked up something heavy, a heavy object. Now, if you approach with that object with the view, you are coming off the floor, we stand a good chance of lifting it. However, if we doubt our ability, that thing is definitely not going to be lifted. And it's exactly the same with anything we are putting our minds to. Self-belief is so key here. We really need to learn to believe in ourselves. Do you know, in life, there are so many things actually where we probably are 75% knowledgeable of the area we're about to go into, but we don't know it at 100%. But there are those people that still dive in and seize the problem and try to make a success of it. If we don't have this self-belief and self-confidence, we won't go near those areas. And actually, most of the things in our life are like this. We cannot know everything, and therefore we're constantly venturing into new experiences, new things. And if we go in with an attitude of self-confidence and self-belief, then we're going to experience a much richer life. We blame ourselves when we encounter difficulties. That dialogue kicks in again, and perhaps we blame ourselves for not avoiding the difficulty. But in truth, the challenges of life cannot be perpetually avoided. One way to look at this is to see how people react on roller coasters. It's great to watch. There's basically two groups of people on those roller coasters. There's those that scream, bury their heads in the ground, bury their heads in their hands, and kind of hide themselves away. And then there are those others who are screaming, but their heads are up. They're shouting, they're waving, they've got big smiles on their faces. Both groups are equally terrified, but they're reacting in different ways. There's something about acceptance buried in here. Actually, both groups of people, they are equally affected by the ride. Of course they are. It's the same ride after all, but they're reacting differently. And sitting underneath is essentially a feeling of acceptance for what's happening and a trust that everything's going to work out fine. And this goes deep. Those people cheering and waving, they know just as much about the possibility of, say, mechanical failure of that roller coaster as the other group, but they still cheer. Now, we could look at those people and we could think, well, you stupid idiots. You obviously don't care about life and therefore have nothing to lose. But that isn't the case. That's not what's going on here. Actually, those people that are cheering, they love life, which is why they are cheering so much. Within the group of people holding their heads down and hiding, I wouldn't mind betting a large proportion of them have other challenges in life, and a large proportion of those folks aren't loving life so much because they are potentially struggling. Our worldview comes from our mind, not from the world. It's so easy to think that we are suffering because of the things that are happening in the world. But it's happening to us and it's happening to everyone else. So how do those people who are still looking positive, how do they do it? How are they managing to do that? Well, the answer is, it's all about our reaction to the world. It's not about actually what's happening in the world. It's the way we react. Before we take this any further, we actually need to connect with the moment. So if this is your first time to meditation, you may well have heard people talk about being in the moment with meditation. Well, that's certainly the case. That is what we do. So we need to find out what that's like. So I'm going to talk you through a meditation now. It's called the body scan, and it's really good at getting us into the moment. You need to be comfortable. You need to be sat in a comfortable posture. Sitting on a chair is absolutely fine. You haven't got to sit cross-legged on the floor. But I do suggest you have a nice upright spine. So perhaps pop a cushion at the base of the spine to bring your back nice and upright. You don't want to be stiff, but a sense of strength in the posture is really good, because when we're in that state, the mind is in a more present, awake state. And for good meditation, we need our mind to be fully awake and aware of what's going on. So establish your seat. Let your friends and family know that actually this is a time for you. It's only going to be a short time, so it's right that you give yourself this time. So let them know you don't want to be disturbed. Anything can wait. And turn the phone off. Make sure that's not going to disturb you. So while you get yourself set up, I'll play you some nice music, and I'll be right back after this.
One breath at a time. breath at a time. One breath at a time. One breath at a time. That's where grace comes in. One breath at a time.
Back. Okay, so we're going to do our body scan meditation now, which is going to help to bring us, first of all, into a very present feeling, a present moment, which will help us to explore this topic of self-judgment, self-critique, and optimism, how to find that in our lives. Okay. So first of all, settling into your seat, I hope you're nice and comfortable now. And gently close your eyes. Have your gaze slightly downcast. Even though your eyes are closed, it's as if you're looking below the horizon. This will help you to establish a nice, gentle concentration. Settling into your seat, tune into your space around you, feeling, hearing, smelling, just basically experiencing your space. And even this early on in the meditation, thoughts may arise. Try to just let them go, try not to follow them. You can view them as leaves on a breeze, let them blow away. This is going to be so important to our meditation, learning to let go of thoughts, just experience through your five senses. Now we use the body scan to really experience this ability to be purely aware. So while you go through the body, while I talk you through it, I want you to just feel experiences. So you're not looking to see things, you're not looking to visualize your experience of your body. You're looking to feel it direct. And also notice when the mind brings in expectation of what you think you should be feeling, and let that go. Just feel. So to bring this in, we take the mind down into our feet. Take the mind into the feet and see what you can feel. Sensations across the surface of the feet and also inside. Just experiencing all of this. Feel the sensations across the soles of the feet and also inside in the muscles and the ligaments. Experiencing that. Bring the awareness onto the soles of the feet and travel up over the heels and up through the ankle bones. Notice when the mind is trying to pull you away. Gently come back to your pure experience. What can you feel? In the ankle bones, there is less sensation. So we really have to work hard and tune in. See what we can find, see what we can feel. And we work up into the shins and the calf muscles. Now as you travel, if you relax and let go of tension, you will find that the body will become more still. And the stiller you become, the more you will feel. Letting go of tension, settling, experiencing the sensations in the shins and the calf muscles. And then we move up into the knees. You can experience sensations in the kneecaps and also behind the knees. You may find discomfort or pain arises in the body, and this will try to pull you away from wherever you are. Take a moment to notice how you react to this, probably with tension, probably trying to push it away. So instead, soften into the area where you feel the discomfort, offering it a sense of gentle friendship, acceptance. And then come back to the body scan. We gently work along the thighs, the hamstrings, feeling as much as we can, letting go of tension, softening all the time. move up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. Enjoy a real sense of acceptance and letting go here. Feel the pull of the earth pulling you down. Enjoying that connection with that safe, still earth. As you sink and settle, just let the head float up a little and the spine eases out. Now take your awareness inside into the stomach and the heart space. Here you will find your emotions, not the thoughts that go with them. Often our emotions are accompanied by justifications. We try and understand how we feel, and often we get this wrong. So instead, just feel. Imagine you don't even know the names of your emotions, but they exist in your stomach and your heart space, so see how you feel. Now soften in the shoulders and let go of any tension there. And let the awareness run down the arms and down into the hands and the fingers. You might be able to feel lots of sensations here, lots of experience. Bring your awareness back up to your head. What can you feel there across the surface of the scalp? What's going on? Soften in the face. Gentle smile of compassion on the lips. And now bring all of this experience together, all of the experience of sensations through the body, sitting in your space. Just enjoying existing in this present moment, letting go of thought. Stay sitting while I gently play you some music. I'll be right back. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that meditation and you're feeling nice and present right now. We're going to carry on looking at this area of self-judgment, critique, and their opposite, which is, of course, optimism. So we looked at this view of the roller coaster ride and the experience of the two groups of people, those that are hiding their heads in their hands through fear, and those that, even though they experience the fear, are cheering and shouting and their hands are up and they're waving. And very much you see these two groups of people in life. So our mind dictates our view of the world. We can change the way our world looks by changing the way our mind is reacting to it. Let's look at what goes on in the mind when we experience the world. We're on that roller coaster of life and something happens, a challenge comes up. Well, actually, the first thing that happens, the very first thing, and at this point, we're not conscious of it, but a feeling or an emotion emerges. Now, that may seem strange because you're probably thinking thought comes up first, because that you are usually aware of, but it doesn't. There's a moment in time when feeling and emotion emerges first. It's an ancient system that's evolved in us as vertebrates, actually, not just human beings. And actually, neuroscience has shown this to be the case. And the Buddha realized it some 2,500 years ago. So immediately, the feeling emerges. Then, after this, the thoughts come up. And generally, these thoughts, the nature of them justifies the feeling. That's the first thing they do. They go, I'm feeling like this because. They support the feeling, actually. It's at this point where we start talking about an interest from the perspective of meditation. There's actually not a lot we can do about stopping the feeling. And actually, we are human beings. Of course, we should be feeling. Of course, we should have emotion. So I actually believe it would be a bad thing to do to try and stop that. But the thoughts are different. We can start to notice the thoughts as they emerge. It's kind of a challenge process, if you like. We can challenge them to see if they are wholesome or not. This is absolutely key. The ability to notice thoughts as they arise, almost dispassionately, to look at their nature. Because this is where the modification of our experience begins. Our thoughts arise, and actually our mind listens to those thoughts. And this, in turn, prompts further emotion and further thought. It might sound simple and obvious, but it's incredibly important, this. Because this is where the altering of our perception of the world kicks in. If we can get to grips with this, we can change our world, actually. We can turn it from a critical, scary place into a place of optimism, a place of hope, a place of compassion, love, friendship, connection. Often the thoughts that arise in unpleasant situations are thoughts of self-critique. We aren't good enough. Our actions have caused the situation, etc. Now, yes, I'm not naive. Sometimes those thoughts are truthful. We might have caused the situation. But often they're not. And these thoughts arise, and actually they bring us down. And we dwell on them. And our self-confidence gets thoroughly kicked. This happens in an absolute instance. And it affects our next direct action immediately. Not just next time a similar situation comes up, but now in this situation. Life is a series of thousands of micro moments happening all the time. It's healthier to consider it in that way, not just as big episodes with nothing going on in between, but thousands of micro moments with us acting in them. Now, please don't think here that I'm suggesting we replace thoughts with other thoughts. That isn't what we're doing. The key here is just in the noticing. That's all we have to do. That's all we're doing. We notice all thoughts and we develop an ability to let them go. We're then left with just the pure energy of the emotion. We get in touch with it and it no longer damages us and it dissipates. The people shouting and cheering on the roller coaster are actually unwittingly doing this. They're letting go of thoughts of fear and just being in the moment. They are enjoying being in the moment. In this way, they're able to fully connect with it. We have to put a big but in here. In daily life, this can swing the other way. A person who is brimming with self-confidence can fall into the trap of becoming domineering through that overconfidence. The extreme experience of this is a bully. And bullies, unfortunately, appear in all areas. If you know anything about me and what I do in my day job, I run the Sangha House. The Sangha House helps people. We have more and more people coming into the Sangha House who are struggling with bullying at work. That's terrible. There are bullies at work. Here, the confident person, again, potentially unconsciously and unwittingly, they'd probably be horrified if they knew they were bullying people. But they're doing it unwittingly. They feel, they see the lack of confidence, and they see the critique that's going on inside another person, and unwittingly, they monopolize on it. And they push them. They actually make that situation worse. That is unwholesome behavior. That is unwholesome action. So actually, what we have to do here is watch all thoughts that emerge, not just the negative ones. Essentially, all thoughts, negative or positive, have the potential to cause harm and be unwholesome to others. We can simply become more aware of our thoughts and use this ability to start to notice if those thoughts are wholesome or not. Choose whether to let them go or to choose whether to use them. But how do we do this? How do we let go of thoughts? Aren't they us? Well, no, actually. As we meditate, we start to learn some interesting things about thoughts. We start to discover how we can step back from them. They will still flow through the mind, but we don't have to follow them. We can look at their nature. We simply don't give them the attention they're craving. They're like small children. They want that attention. And when we do that, when we withdraw that attention, they just evaporate. This takes practice, and the more we practice, the more this approach turns into habit, and we can bring it into our daily lives. So we're going to try some of this now. We're going to use a meditation called the mindfulness of breathing, and while we're doing it, we learn how to step back from thoughts. Enjoy the music. I'll be right back.
My blood flows like a river to the heart of the ocean, where my soul finds completion in the water of your love. My blood flows like a river to the heart of the ocean, where my soul finds completion in the water of your love. My ocean, where
So we're going to come into our second meditation now. So settling down into your seat and relaxing. And again, let the gaze drift down as if you're looking below the horizon with the eyes gently closed. Now first of all, just see if you can resurrect that feeling of being in the moment that we experienced in the first meditation. So tuning into the body again, tuning into the heart space, feeling your emotions, letting go of thought. Just come back into your present moment in your space. We can feel the body, feel all the sensations, feel the emotion in our hearts. And when we notice thoughts, we let them go. See how early you can notice a thought. When it is just appearing in the mind, don't follow it, let it go. Now, to help us establish a sense of concentration, we're going to use the breath. How we do that is by paying attention to the sensation of the breath as the body breathes. So bring your awareness into the chest area and just gently feel the sensation of breathing. Try not to change the breath. Try not to slow it deliberately. Just feel it exactly as it is. You'll feel the rib cage expanding and contracting, the chest rising and falling. Just gently pay attention to that. Center your awareness there, letting thoughts go. Breathing gently, just feeling your rib cage expand and contract, letting thoughts go. Nothing else is needed. Thank you. we can start to become aware of the full path of the breath. It enters the nose, travels down through the chest, and collects deep in the belly. And then it uncoils and travels all the way back out. So gently feel that full path of the breath, experiencing it. Letting thoughts go, just paying attention to the breath. To help us to bring a sense of tranquility here, as we breathe, on the out breath, as you feel the breath coming back up through the body, hear in the mind the word still. You just hear it echo in the mind and settle in the body as you breathe out gently. Each time you breathe out, the body becomes slightly more still, and in turn, the mind becomes slightly more still. Breath by breath, introducing stillness into our experience. As we gently sit, watching the breath, experiencing this sense of stillness, we have a gentle awareness of any thoughts that start to rise up in the mind. And we notice them and let them go. See how early you can capture those thoughts and let them go. Just working with the breath, developing a habit of noticing thought and letting it go. We can let go of the word, but keep the essence of it inside of us as we breathe. So we feel that sense of deepening stillness on each out breath. Let go of thoughts. Just be with the breath. Every breath is marking another moment in our lives. All moments are equally important. Go fully into the experience of the moment through the breath. Gently now relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into your space. Feel yourself sitting in your space. And here we can use this opportunity to develop a sense of intent, to take this practice of noticing out into our evening and on into the week. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. This is Andy Spragg from the Sangha House presenting the meditation show. If you'd like to know more about these practices, then give us a call 01823 428 156 or take a look at the website thesanghahouse.co.uk, and Sangha is spelt S-A-N-G-H-A, thesanghahouse.co.uk. It's been lovely talking to you, and I will be back again soon. Take care, and I'll see you then. Bye for now.